I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. We've kept you updated on the two Sudanese pastors and one Czech Christian aid worker imprisoned in Sudan. Now, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says a verdict will hopefully be given on Monday, and there's no telling if it'll be freedom or the death penalty.
I think this is what in America we might call prosecutorial overreach. They simply went with the most serious possible charges they could come up with. The evidence in the case has been very spotty. They haven't shown any kind of a conspiracy to harm the Sudanese government or to overthrow the Sudanese government. So there just is no evidence that that actually took place. And hopefully, you know, as I say, when we hear these verdicts, that's what the judge will say, too.
Please pray urgently for these men to be freed and to have a platform to witness for Christ. And China Partner recently came out with a prayer request asking to put themselves out of a job in a way. China Partner's Eric Berkland explains.
The need that we see is for pastors and Christian leaders to also write good theological books, and that's what we want to encourage. We just started a ministry not too long ago called Youth Serve, and that specifically was designed to equip the Chinese church leadership to think how they can reach the next generation for Jesus Christ. Part of that is writing good books.
While China Partner has helped equip the Chinese church with translated theological books, it's time they begin to write their own as they work towards independence. As the current Chinese church leaders are getting older, they're being tasked with the job of teaching those who will take their place. Please pray for this focus to be a blessing to the Chinese church. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listener-supported by people like you. This month, partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional called My Father's House. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.